Welcome everyone, Nan Akasha here, and welcome to Bliss Life Podcast, where we explore the ways for you to master your energy and create the life that your soul intended. So this week is the start of a brand new series. And in this series, over the next 4 weeks, we are going to explore how to lift your mood. So my beautiful assistant who makes all my stunning graphics for my school and for my podcast asked me, what do you want on the podcast graphic? And I said, well, it's lift your mood. What else? Of course, a rainbow. So I love rainbows. You may not. And this is where we're going to dive in today into our incredible topic. So it's been a really intense year, and we're coming into the last quarter, and we're moving very quickly into very different energy, very different part of the year. And biggest of all, we're moving into a new decade. So as this year ends and the new begins, it's just as fabulous and amazing as it always has been, with it just simply passing into a new framework. However, this one is pretty epic. 2020, you can imagine all the energies that are aligned with that. And we're in a position between now and the end of the year to change ourselves, to change our environment, to change our world and therefore the world by lifting our energies and our mood and our consciousness up. Releasing and letting go, accepting, coming into harmony, finally finding a place to live in compassion with ourselves, first of all. So that's why I love to teach and to talk and to share ways to master your mind, your emotions, your body, your world, your ability to manifest. Remember that you are the creator, you are the driver of your life, because if you don't believe that, you actually cannot manifest your life the way that your soul intended. It also means that it's time to grow up spiritually, to grow up emotionally, to let go of what everyone else thinks, because if you're attached to things outside of you, like the weather or the stock market, the political market or the news, if you're attached to what people think, whether it's your family, your partner, your parents, your boss, people you work with, your employees, your best friend, people you put on a pedestal and wish you were like, anything you have an energetic attachment to, I want to be like them. I want them to like me, approve of me. I want my bank account to have this much money. I want to have this status or name or position at work. I want to have less of this and more of that. I want. So I'm not here to tell you to stop wanting. I'm here to tell you to start accepting. What you're not doing, and I've done it too. I still do, okay? So it's a process. But you need to get on it consciously, because energies and political scenes and the way that we see each other and women and sexuality and love and the planet is changing and shifting so fast that it does not matter who you are or what you do. If you don't learn, the only thing that you can do to actually change your experience of what is going on is to understand that you control the atmosphere, I used to call it, on your own planet. You control what you think and what you think it means, what you believe, who you spend time with, what you want, what you are willing to believe you can have. And the list goes on. So instead of tackling every issue in your life, which is something that I used to do, is like, okay, first I have to fix this, and then I have to change that, and then I have to get better at this, and then I have to lose that, and I have to gain this, and la 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 la. And I had my list of to-dos, and I diligently worked my ass off every day trying to be the best, best, the best, and really, in the end, ended up with lots of successes, lots of amazing experiences, lots of painful losses, both personal and relationship, a daughter who died, as well as businesses that closed and money lost and divorces and all this stuff. But guess what? That's just life. You came here. You wanted to have these experiences. So why not master your mind and be able to watch? So the cool thing is now, the way that I live is I'm aware of my lower self, my physical self, what you would call your ego or your id or you, me, Nanakasha, me, mom of twins, me, teacher of this, me, da-da-da, however you define yourself. Well, you're here to have this experience, so there's nothing wrong with deciding you like purple hair and you like to live at the beach and you prefer to not do that and you want to do this. You are supposed to have desires, wants, preferences, but they're preferences. They're not about judging right or wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. I wish I had that and all the rest of it. All that does is set up energy that is a polarity and is not lifting you up or expanding you. And that's how you can tell very quickly when you're on the track. So this Lift Your Mood series is to gift you with beautiful, simple ways for you to lift your mood, raise your consciousness, raise your vibration, shift your perspective, let go, accept, however you want to frame it or phrase it. Those are all correct. When you move up the scale of consciousness, you move from shame and guilt and anger and fear, blame, and all of these things into courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, love, peace, and all of those things. So what we want to do is stop judging where we are, where we've been, what we've done, and just accept. When you accept, you take your power back because you stop fighting with it. You stop arguing with it in your head or emotionally. You stop wasting your energy. You stop letting anything drag you down. So if you know that certain people, places, or things drag you down, if there's a color you dislike and you don't want to live with it, I would highly recommend you change it all the way down to the simplest little thing. So the first of these four that we're going to dive into right now, and they're going to be super quick, beautiful explorations of the topic and a really beautiful guided experience that's not going to be very long so that you can put it on to lift your mood before you go out, before you do something, any time of the day. So what you're doing when you can raise your frequency or you can notice that you're feeling down, you're feeling stressed, here's what most of us have been taught to do. That masculine energy thing, just do it. Just, okay, get up. I'm going to get up and I'm going to muster the energy to do it and I'm going to force myself through it and I'm going to make it happen. And we're even have gone so far as to be proud of beliefs that say, oh, well, I worked really hard and I stressed myself out and I put everyone else first and I have a big heart and I'm the one that does that. You know what? That isn't having a big heart. That's dumping your shit over other people. Stop it. If you are carrying guilt, then you're dumping guilt on other people. If you're carrying resentment, you're dumping resentment on other people. You're dumping it into your food. You're dumping it into the air you breathe. You're dumping it into your house. And you're dumping it into your mind, into your physical body, and into your emotional field. So these heavy energies need to be alleviated. You need to find, immediately identify, you know what? I complain all the time. You know what? I don't ever see the positive in anything. You know what? I don't accept or receive well. You know what? I would love to be able to get up and feel positive instead of worried that doom is about to happen. I lived that way a long time after my daughter died. If something else happens right now, I can't take it. I will die. And so I was afraid. I felt completely out of control, like a boat in the middle of the ocean that was just buffeted about by any random wave. Well, there are random waves out there. There's people, there's things you'll read about in the news or on Facebook. There's relationships that aren't going to go the way that you wish they would. There's going to be attachments you have that you're going to have to let go of. And those are the price you pay. But it's such an exquisite price because guess what? When you know your energy and you know when to stop and do a few simple tools to raise it up, you're going to have better results, have less struggle, feel more energy, feel more clear, feel more happy. You're going to have more people like you. You're going to start attracting and seeing that there is a field of abundance around you and that something you would love is out there. And it probably doesn't look like what you think you wanted. And that's the other thing you've got to do, is let go of what you were told. All right, so we're going to dive into some fun, easy, flowing ways to shift your energy. And guess what? Every time you do it, you become one step closer to mastering your energy, to being able to do this anywhere, anytime. So we're going to play together over the next month and lift our moods. So get ready for a huge sense of relief, for waves of joy, and to be amazed at how some simple things you might do already are going to shift your energy enough to open you to new experiences and a happier day-to-day life. So this week is called Feed Your Eyes, and it's about the power in beauty. Now, we'll get back to that in a minute because we're going to dive into that right now. Next week is called Energizing Objects of Power, and this is about having things around you that have a very specific energy that imbue you with power. They really lift you up. Then week three is going to be uplifting listening. Okay, so how to actually listen in a way. This is really going to pop open your senses, because listening needs to happen not with just your ears, not just with your five senses, but with your 360 senses. And when you do that, you're being present and you're finding, hearing, seeing, seeking, while being calm and peaceful and magnetic to what you desire. Very exciting. And the last week is going to be called Return the Gifts. And Return the Gifts is an energetic process that I teach my students, whether it's in a workshop or in the school or in a course or meditation, whatever. I teach this frequently, how to package up fears, beliefs, anger, old agreements that energetically are weighing you down in your mind, in your emotional field, and in your body, especially if you have dis-ease or discomfort showing up in your body. Your body, your physical body, is always the last place that these fears or challenges show up. So if it's showing up in your body, it's definitely in your mind, in your emotional field, and that's where it started, was somewhere out there. And so I'll show you, we'll guide you through how to identify that energy and package it up like a beautiful gift and give it back to whoever gave it to you in the process that we're with. You don't have to go talk to anybody in person. All right, so let's get started to feed your eyes. What do I mean by feed your eyes? Well, I'm talking about the fact that beauty is power. And this came to me because I was sitting this morning the way I was when I thought of this idea for the series. And I was sitting in my beach home, literally on the beach, overlooking the pool, the beach behind it, and just drinking in the beauty. I'm looking at it right now as we speak. I'm looking at the clouds and the blue sky. I'm looking at the blues and greens of the ocean and how very calm it is today. And there's just these very tiny little waves that are falling up onto the white sand. And there's all of these wild bushes, different colors of green and yellow. I can see a yucca plant, white butterflies, yellow butterflies, and everything I'm seeing, even from the curve of the beach house that I live in right now, it's like an adobe style with beams of wood, and just the curves and the architecture next to the clouds and the sky, the sea, and everything. To me, it's exquisite. Absolutely exquisite. I can't look at it enough. And I feel like when I'm looking at it, I'm drinking it in with my eyes. And because all of those things I just described to you, all the way down to the little fishing boat that floats right out here, this beautiful blue wooden old fishing boat with these beautiful things, these like big sticks that come up out of it, and it's so picturesque. I see the sun set and the sun rise. Everything about being at the beach, especially this one, which I found after many places I've lived, and it feels like I'm thirsty My eyes are thirsty for the power, the beauty, the energy that is inside of these bushes, these colors, the water, the clouds, the beautiful architecture. It's the same way within my house. It's always mattered to me deeply where I live. I would rather not spend money on many, many things that other people do and have a really beautiful place to live, because that place is my sanctuary. I work from my home, so I'm there almost all the time. And so if I have, for me, the things I like are crystals, statues, sacred symbols, colorful things, and again, colors of the ocean, the sea, turquoises and blues. I like some sparkly things. I like flowers and plants. I like things to be very simple, but beautiful. Now, I've been through different phases in my life. I used to like that very Baroque ornate with gold and iron and curly things. And I had all kinds of things. Everything was gold. My hair was gold. My car was gold. I had gold decorations all over. I had a life-size gold Buddha. And I loved it. I did it because I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And I would find a candle holder or something beautiful to add to the decor. And I'd mix in crystals or flowers. And at one point, I was really, really so impacted by the color cobalt blue, that electric blue. I had eyeshadow. And then later, I started collecting cobalt blue glass, vases and different shapes and of this really intense blue glass. And I lived in a house where above these sliding glass doors, there was a shelf and some windows behind it. And so I would put the glass up there and the light would come through and the glass would light up the room. I loved that. So you're starting to get the point, right? Beauty is power. But what's beautiful to me might not be beautiful to you, and therefore it's powerful, but not in an uplifting way. So we want to pay attention to what direction you're moving. All right? So beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Because beauty is subjective. And because it holds energy, there's colors. So these blues and greens and purples and all these kinds of things I'm telling you about, they make me feel good. They make me feel peaceful. I know that they vibrate a certain sacred energy. And then I like to play chants, and that adds to the energy. And when people come to my retreats or my home, they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, it feels incredible here. It's because I'm doing energy work all day. I'm clearing, cleansing, inviting in energies, talking, smudging, chanting, living in love. And all of this is very important to me because I've learned how vital it is to be surrounded by things that lift me up and energize me. If I'm around people, places, smells, colors, the situations like, you know, mountains versus beach or something, I don't feel good. And it drains my energy. It might trigger fears. It might, but it's acting the opposite. So what I want you to do is begin to look around your house. Look at the decorations, the colors, the shapes. Look at your car. How are you keeping things? Do you not mind it, or do you wish there was less clutter, or wish there was a different color, or wish there was more color, or wish there was, you know, I went through a phase many, many years. I liked everything very neutral, and it was very simple and elegant and beiges and whites with little accents. And so all of these things were reflections of who I was in each of those time periods of my life. So don't get stuck to one thing. Know that you're a shifting, changing, growing being. Knowing that when you begin to accept that you can raise your frequency, raise your mood out of fear, out of anger, out of guilt, up, 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 even if you just get to willingness or neutrality and you just feel peaceful and begin to feel inspired, hopeful, this will make a massive difference in everything you do and what you experience, okay? So since everything's energy and energy is expressed in color, scent, liquid, solid, calm, windy, you relate to it from your own perspective. So I want you right now as we begin get ready to begin our very short and beautiful guided process where you can repeat this in the morning before you get up or when you want to energize yourself. You're going to think about what energizes me. What makes me feel good? What do you feel drawn to? Okay, is it beach and turquoise and mermaids, or is it mountains, or is it, you know, dark colors, or is it bold bright colors. It doesn't have to just be a color, okay? But you get the point. Now, think about it. And for a minute, I want you to imagine if you lived in a house where all the walls were painted the color that you hate. So think of what color you hate. Is there a color you dislike? For me, it's orange, except under very certain specific circumstances. So I wouldn't want a bunch of orange in my house. But I love sunsets, right? And so I love certain things that have some orange in them. So now I want you to imagine that your sheets and your towels, your dishes, and your walls are all painted this color that you hate. And I want you to just imagine walking around your house for a second. Right? Ugh. Would you think you'd be peaceful, restful, be creative, be able to relax, good sleep, feel safe? Not at all. Isn't it amazing? Or if it was, you know, I don't like plaid or checkers or certain types of furniture. So imagine that you had to live somewhere with all the furniture was like a furniture style you can't stand. Maybe you hate super linear modern furniture, or maybe you hate old, you know, Victorian furniture or whatever. So I want you to understand that all of these things are energy. You're relating it to it energetically. And if you don't become aware all the way down to these fine details of what is around you that's feeding you or draining you of the energies that you need, all of it's affecting you. And it's affecting you in a really big way. And if you're trying to heal your body, your mind, if you're trying to be open to who you are next, if you're trying to create a new habit, if you're trying to shift who you are, meditate every day for the first time or something like that, you've got to surround yourself with things that make you feel good. If you love flowers like I do, have them. They'll be shining and smiling at you. So create a space and a life that energizes you. Imagine you're like a Tesla car and you have to be plugged into power when you're home. Make your home powerful, because you can see now how powerful these things are, because they change how you feel, they drag your mood down. And for most of your life, we feel like we don't have control over that, or we don't pay attention to it, or we do the little bit that we can. So now I want you to sit or lay down if you can, and you can do this if you just can stop briefly. You don't have to be in a total meditation mood, but you can be. So I want you to lay down, sit down, become comfortable, move your body around, and I want you to take a deep breath in, and I want you to hold it in your chest. And when you blow it out, you're going to blow it out hard, and you're going to imagine that the violet flame, a violet light, is coming up from underneath you, okay? Really blow it out like that. This is the seventh ray of creation, the violet flame. Thank you. It burns away all that no longer serves you and leaves you with nurturing love to see who you truly are. I want you to do it again. Take a deep breath in. Feel that beautiful life-giving air filling your lungs. And now tune into the violet flame. Invite it to please come up, cleanse, clear, and release. See it feeling, feel it burning through your mind, burning through your body, your pain points, burning through any attachments that you have to people. Is there something that's on your mind right now? And one more time, take a nice breath in. Hold it in your chest. See it filling up. Tune into the violet flame. Say, thank you so much. I now give permission to release all that no longer serves me. I am open and receptive and ready and willing. And just relax and feel this violet light of fire moving up through you, through each of your energy centers, your chakras, through your body, through your blood. If you have a pain in your back, it's moving through there and dissolving, burning away quickly, painlessly. Any attachments to fear or worry, to the past, to other people, and up, up, up through your mind, through your heart, through your brain, out your crown, and you feel yourself now lighter, 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 lighter. Move and pull your awareness up from your root, your sacral, your belly, your heart, your throat, your mind, and out the top of your head. Project yourself up, up, up to your soul star and enter this beautiful place that is the home of your higher self. Look around this beautiful, exquisite energy center that your higher self resides in and sit down here. And now, together with your higher self, look down through your pillar of light, down through your energy field at the beautiful, exquisite, shining light that is you. And now, at the same time as being this higher level awareness, focus on your heart. 3, 2, 1. Now I want you to open your eyes and look at something beautiful. Look from your heart, from your eyes, and from your higher self. Look from your physical self. Find one thing or a few things and just focus on it now. Whichever one ends up grabbing your attention. Now lock your gaze and breathe. Breathe as if you are sucking through a straw all the energy in from this beauty your eyes see. Feel it going directly into your brain, your pituitary, your pineal, moving around this joyful, positive, empowering energy of beauty and down through your body. Like bubbles, it tickles and moves through you. And you breathe in again. Breathe in the colors. What does it make you feel? Why is it beautiful? Feel how you could just never get enough. And now see and sense how you are emanating love towards this thing of beauty to you. And now you see there's an energetic loop that has opened between you and this beauty. Breathe it in again. Smile as you bring it in. You might be seeing the glowing energy fields around what you're looking at now. When you look at something for a while with a soft and loving gaze, adoring and appreciating and being grateful for the beauty, the power lights up. I'm seeing it flash and jump, white and violet light layers around it. Different places flashing and jumping occasionally, the light growing. Now feel the emanation of love and appreciation from you reaching out and touching the field. And this energy field is now coming into your skin, into your forehead, into your brains, coming into your skin, into your heart, into all of your energy centers, into your blood. And now this energy, what word would you give this beauty? Would it be joy, bliss, serene, juicy, delicious? Would it be harmony? Would it be peaceful? Would it be rejuvenating, energizing, inspiring? Would it be oneness? Breathe it in again very slowly. This is your last drink. And declare in your heart, I drink in this beautiful energy, giving back love and gratitude, and allow it to infuse my body, mind, and emotions, and realign me to my soul signature frequency, lift my mood, lift my energy, release and dissolve all energy attachments that keep me back from this energy or something better. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now just take a moment to be in this space with this feeling. Feel it coursing through. And take a moment before you move into your day to write and journal. Describe what you felt, what you saw, where you felt it in your body. If you have time right now, stay. Keep drinking it in, and then at some point you will realize I'm full. Like you're full, your belly is full because you just drank a huge glass of water. And then you can close your eyes. And relax and feel the energy that this beauty has imbued within you. Stay as long as you can with it. Anchor it. Feel it. Is it a tingling, a vibrating, a magnetic feeling? Is it in your heart or your arms? Is the top of your head glowing? And then take a moment to go up to your higher self and watch yourself. Watch the energy. Watch what it's doing to you. And then come down into your lower self and feel it. Enjoy it. And then go up. And then come down. This is Nanakasha, and I will leave you now to experience empowering yourself and feeding, lifting your mood with beauty. Namaste.